First of all, no sleep. Sleep schedule's all jacked up. But just the response from the city, you know how deep it is. I met so many people who are just like, man, like, I wish my dad was here, or family member. Like, you just sometimes it's, for us, I try to remember that, but like, it's easy to forget sometimes how much this game really means to people and how it affects their lives and how it brings everyone together. And so to know that the response and the happiness that this city's experiencing, it's unbelievable, but they deserve it.
What's been the most special moment for you since the game happened?
Most special moment for me, besides celebrating, you know, with my kids on the field, would be just being around and seeing the fans and having fans come to you and sharing how much it meant to them and their family, even those who've lost loved ones, just knowing that the emotional response, like, they wish their family was there for this. They've been waiting for this, and they believed it would happen. So, it's pretty cool to know that, you know, a small piece of that. And, well, it's just special.
What was it like to have your kids on the field and be able for them to enjoy, especially TJ, who was, you know, obviously old enough that he may actually be able to remember this?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, it was awesome. You know, you kind of, I remember, like, being younger and seeing people celebrate with their kids. I mean, even the guys when I was able to win in Boston the first time, but to see my own kids and know that, you know, this team is unlike, I've never been on a team like this. In terms of all the adversity we've had to overcome, just the relationship, the things I've learned personally, even through my own personal struggles, and I'll be able to look back on them and share that with them. When they look at the ring, there's so much more to it than just that. I'll be able to teach them some life lessons from it, and about 10, 12 years, and that they can truly understand, it's going to be special.
How much was Doug a part of making this locker room as unique and special as the one that you've mentioned?
Yeah, he was a huge part of that. You know, I think he's a great leader, and I knew from day one that he was the right man for the job, even when people were kind of trying to start stuff questioning, you know, his abilities. You can see it right away. Obviously, he has the X's and O's, but just allowing guys to be themselves and bringing people together and keep us in the right direction. He did a great job of that all year. His faith in the team is something that, if you weren't familiar with his locker room before, you know it now, just by simply his play calling in the Super Bowl. He stayed aggressive the same way he's been all year. It's tough situations, and he had ownership and believed in us that we would get it done, and that's ultimately how we were able to succeed all year, just being together and everyone believing in each other.
You mentioned the play calling. That Philly special is going to be a play that's iconic. It's going to be an Eagles war forever. Just what was your perspective in watching the whole thing unfold?
Well, I didn't really see where that end was, but I know what he called. I'm like, it's going to work. You know, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to be wide open in the back. You know, and I was just running, and I could see Foles out in front. I'm like, man, he's wide open. And Trey, you know, the play from when we first started it to then, it was like perfect because it was a little rocky. You know, it wasn't as pretty as it was, but each and every time it ran, it looked better and better and better. And you knew it was ready to go by the time he called in the game.
But to hear it in the huddle, though, fourth and goal.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go, you know. Like, it was crazy. And it's pretty cool, like I said, for myself to be on the field, and I'm running, and I know he's wide open. I'm looking right at his back, and I see the ball going up, and Foles is an athlete, so I knew he was going to catch it.